Millions of people across this country have heard and seen weather warnings in the last few weeks about excessive cold, or snow, or windstorms, or floods. In many parts of the world, people have no warnings with often deadly results. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports on an effort to change that.
The Cambodian village of Prek Tush is right next to the Mekong River. It's a fishing community, and floods are a part of life here. But like a lot of places, the floods here are getting worse because of climate change. Klee, Polly, and Sen Sara are fish sellers in town.
Did this neighborhood flood?
Water come to destroy the house.
The other voice you hear there is Tat Odum. He's a Cambodian journalist who worked with me on this story. The women told us that the water nearly destroyed their homes three times in the fall of 2025 alone. The last flood, in November, was the worst one, which was strange because usually the strongest monsoon rains come earlier than that. It's another example of climate change. As the earth heats up, the monsoon rains get less predictable. Anyway, they say during the November flood, the water was very powerful and very high.
People are gesturing like it was up to their necks?
Yeah.
The number?
Yeah.
And the line above it?
That's this year?
Yeah.
Wow.
The water line is about 10 feet off the ground. Stuff was floating away, they say. Fishing nets, buckets, children's toys.
So this was a really bad year?
Yeah, very so bad one. Okay.
Floods like these can be deadly. Just last year, floods killed hundreds of people in five countries across Southeast Asia. One reason is that a lot of countries don't warn people about severe weather. That includes about half of the world's least developed and small island nations, according to a 2025 United Nations report. A growing consortium of UN agencies, governments, and philanthropic groups are trying to fix that problem. Since 2022, the UN, the World Bank, and other contributors have spent more than $4 billion on weather warning systems. Here's UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres speaking last year.
Disaster-related mortality is at least six times lower in countries with good early warning systems in place.
The goal is to protect everyone on Earth by 2027, although the UN acknowledges it will likely not meet that goal. Still, some places are seeing the benefits, including Cambodia, which the UN has touted as a success story. Bai Siev Meng is a disaster official in Cambodia's Tabang Khmum province, one of the most flood-prone parts of the country. In the past, a lot of people died and a lot of livestock drowned when there were big floods, he says. But not anymore, because they monitor the level of the river and warn people when floods are coming, which is what happened in the village of Prek Tush. A day before the November flood, cell phones in town started getting voicemails that sounded like this. There will be minor flooding that may affect your area in Tabang Khmum province, the warning says, before giving directions about how to evacuate. Klee Polly, the fish seller, immediately packed up her family's belongings, including their chickens. When we heard the announcement, we took our children to the safe house, she explains. That's the government-run evacuation site up the road. And you didn't need a cell phone to get the warning. The village chief hooked his phone up to a car speaker and drove through town, broadcasting the message on repeat. That's how 82-year-old Kar Sama and his wife found out. They announced it via loudspeaker, he says, and then a neighbor gave the elderly couple a ride. When the floodwaters receded, everyone returned to their homes. By the time we visited, about a month after the flood, life was back to normal. It was a hot afternoon. Kids were doing backflips off the fishing boats into the river. What happened here is an example of the profound, life-saving power of simple, low-tech weather warnings. Bai Siev Meng, the Cambodian disaster official, says international funds have reinforced what the local government and residents were already doing. The things we do here during a flood, they save lives, he says. It's not perfect. The water destroys buildings and crops. It's still economically devastating. But it's less deadly than it used to be. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
That story was field produced by Ryan Kelman and Mom Sopan.